You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Oh man.
And of course, the award-worthy, famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
Alec, I had a dream last night that we were getting ready to do a show, and we were kind of off-site somewhere, like at a college campus. I feel like it was at UNT somewhere.
We're like at Freebirds tomorrow in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road.
It was absolutely at Freebirds. And I'm standing there, and I'm getting ready to do the show, and Kevin sits down, and y'all sat down, and this girl in blue yoga pants and a white top with brown hair walks up and hands me this piece of paper. And I look down in my hand and it says Jordan Chateau, Jordan with a Y, and then the whole phone number. Oh. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then, that's, you know, things went on. Name. Never saw her face. Just saw her, the other, just, you know, the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then so she walked off, and then I told my wife about that this morning, and now she's like, will not let this go. And she's like, who is Jordan and why is it with a Y? And now, and so.
Oh, you know why it's with a Y.
I don't know why it's with a Y. It doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm saying your wife knows.
Oh, why?
Because that girl likes to party.
Okay. And so, yeah, there. That's what I'm dealing with right today.
Nancy
Kevin,
Reagan
to start,
up in here.
You need to stop that. So. Women, if anybody right? knows somebody named Jordan Chateau,
so
tell her best of luck.
Here's what I think would
but
be
I'm married.
Here's what I think would be hilarious. If at the Sandlot now somebody named Jordan got hired who was like a pretty attractive lady, Corey would be in so much trouble, despite the fact that I still don't think he did anything wrong.
Didn't do anything wrong. I've done nothing wrong, I promise. Absolutely nothing. So, but that's where I'm starting today, Kevin. That's where my energy's coming from.
You know what? I disagree. You did do something wrong, because go ahead and play me cut number four. You waved the white flag. You didn't believe. And then Hagee said, believe this.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled over third. It's a fair ball. Pass Garcia down the line. One run is home. Seager scores. Simeon's being waved in. There's no play at the plate. Higashioka clears him off with a three-run double. And the Rangers lead 6-3 in the ninth.
We did it. We did it. The Rangers won. I told you they need to go 24-11. Now, down to 23-11. I didn't do that pop well.
So what you're asking me then, you're trying, I see what you're trying to do.
Sure.
You're trying to draw me into, Corey, do you want to put the white flag down?
Yeah.
And get back into this thing? Kevin.
Like Broadus.
I appreciate what Broadus is doing. Broadus has been one of those people that he will hold the line. Do you remember whenever he was like, look, we're going to get this safety. We need this safety.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas. I will die on that hill, he said. Broadus is one of those guys that you can rely on to die on the hill for you.
Right.
I gave up already, so now I'm dying on that hill. Oh. And Kevin, I will tell you this from the 817. Don't act like our love isn't real, Corey, from Jordan.
With a Y.
For
why not?
You said they need to go 24-11.
Correct.
If they have a 24-game win streak,
oh man,
then I will be back in after. You can say on game 23, you can be like, Corey, do you want to jump in before? And I'll say, no, not yet. And then 24-game win streak, I'll say, Kevin, I guess I was wrong. I'm back in on this thing, and that's when I'll be in. But as I feel, you might agree on this. Knowing this team, they would lose 11 straight, and then that would be...
yeah.
They would just be like, we did it, guys.
And then I would give up on sports forever. No, yeah, like, I do see that. Now, one of the big stories that came out yesterday, and this is why he wasn't on the show yesterday, Bruce Bochy left the team to deal with a personal matter, so he was not there to manage the game. He will not be there to manage the game tonight, or I guess this afternoon either. Remember, we will lead you right into Rangers Royals 1:10 first pitch, 12:30 pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I have to admit, I do not know the specifics, but I hope everything is okay with him.
Absolutely,
and his
man.
Family.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoping the best for whatever the situation is.
And in the meantime,
Do you think that helped last night?
Kind of like a win for Boch sort of deal.
Yeah, and listen, let's revisit how it was won. When we signed Higashioka this year, Kevin, I think all of us went, all right.
Yeah, that was my reaction.
I don't think a single one of us was just like, oh my God.
Fair.
We got Higgy.
Agreed.
But right now, I think we can look at it and go, man, this is a fantastic addition. I think that may have been the third, fourth best addition that we thought of at the time. We were thinking Berger, Peterson. Like, we were excited.
Right.
And turns out Higgy's been fantastic. And that's the guy that you've been getting these moments from this year.
Yeah.
Whenever you need that kind of three-run inning, something like that to happen, it seems like it's been Higgy. And that's where I'm kind of, I wish the rest of the team would get that electricity off of him. I wish that would be contagious with what he's done.
Yeah. I don't know if the absence of Bruce Bochy kind of sparked the team. I would hope not. I would hope they're just like, hey, we need to start winning if we want to make the damn playoffs. But who the hell knows? By the way, shout out to Jacob Latz, too, for yesterday for keeping the game within striking distance at a time.
Some special stuff this
year,
man.
At a time when you're short of starting pitching, and then we learn more about, like, Kamar Rocker was not going to be ready to go because they were maybe tinkering on a couple of things with his mechanics. That's why he wasn't in position to go ahead and pitch for people that were curious about that. So at a time when you're short on some starting pitching and you needed Caleb out there, Jacob Latz kept the game in check. I thought he pitched exceedingly well.
I think I said he's done some pretty special stuff. But I think it's been stuff that's been underappreciated this year.
Sure. Like, the nature of his position.
Grunt work kind of thing that you're just like, all right, just keep us in it. And then he does, and you're like, oh, man, give that dude a shout out.
He gets way more attention for, obviously, the handful of spot starts.
Yeah.
As opposed to, hey, you came in the fourth inning and made sure that we didn't fall, like, impossibly behind, which, quite frankly, for most of the year, being down 3-0 does feel like being impossibly behind.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for making that happen. And shout out to the Texas Rangers for getting that win. Now, I want to cram in a lot of content right here if we can. We got a shorter show, a lot to get to. Go ahead and give me cut number 6 because we need to shout this player out right here.
With her 39, 4 on the shot clock. Here's Beckers. She's got 41.
And Paige Beckers would go on to score 44 points, including the technical free throw in the final minute that gave the Dallas Wings a 1-point lead. Wait for the spectacular conclusion. Paige Beckers had 44 points. She was 17 for 21, which means she was the first player in the history of the WNBA. So we're talking 30 years. To score 40-plus points with an 80% or better field goal percentage. 17 of 21 from the field. Never happened in the history of the WNBA. Also, most points by a rookie in the history of the WNBA. Also, highest scoring game of the year. But unfortunately, there was one more historical thing that Paige Bueckers accomplished last night. No thanks to the defense on this final play. Go ahead and give me cut number 7. And I'm begging somebody from Dallas to try to guard this play.
5 seconds left. Plum with 2 seconds. Plum, the runner. Bank shot. She got it. Kelsey Plum with the bank to win it.
I don't know if they didn't know she was left-handed or that's just the level of defense that unfortunately we've had at times with this team, which means Paige Bueckers now also holds the record for most points ever scored in regulation in a WNBA loss.
The we had Kurt Miller on while you were out, Kevin, and he was like, look, traditionally I've been known as an offensive coach. That's been my history.
Right.
And that is, defense is definitely something that we need to and will continue to put a focus on because we're going to be good offensively, as you just saw with Paige. But defensively, we got to figure out a better strategy there. Caitlin was the one that broke the scene open. Paige is the one, Kevin, I think that is like, I know Asia Wilson exists. She's phenomenal.
Yes.
Paige is that rising star that I think that everybody's going to take note of as well.
And I think that's what's really exciting for Wings fans. In another season where they have struggled, Paige Bueckers looks every bit of the real deal. And so that part is exciting. Go ahead, if you can, give me cut number 5 because I want to talk some football as well.
Bennett back with play action, rush from behind. The man is tripped. Goes deep down the right side at the numerals at the 20-yard line, and that ball is intercepted by McQuamu.
All right, so I've got some more Cowboys questions that I think matter, and y'all started chopping up one of these yesterday, and I wanted to go back to it.
All right.
Would you guys like to see Dallas play more of their starters, including Dak, in the preseason? Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen tomorrow night because we all know that it is not going to, but just as a general concept, would you like to see Dallas play more of its starters, including its starting quarterback in the preseason?
Yes, and Kevin, Emmett talks about this. Troy talks about this in the documentary. The first few drives, the game's fast. And these guys are going to walk out to Philadelphia with them playing as high, fast as they can. And I feel like the Cowboys might be trying to play catch up from there on because they aren't, I don't know that they're in game speed. They're in practice speed. I've seen that. I've seen practice mode with these guys. But even stepping on the field in a preseason game, you ramp up the speed of your game. And that's all I really want to see. I just want to see them see the game a little faster in that mode, and then they can get out of the game. I'm 2 drives, 1 drive, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
Get out after that. But I just don't feel like, I feel like you're going to go into week one and go, let's see what happens, guys. We're flying by the seat of our pants, and oh crap, they just hit us in the mouth. What are we going to do? And then we're going to get from Schottenheimer after week one. Guys, this thing's going to build over the season. This is one of those things that, you know,
oh,
it's going to take time.
I can see that.
Obviously, we weren't going to be ready for week one. You know, the preseason, we did some other things. And they're going to tell us that, and we're going to be like, but you could have changed that.
See, and that's the thing. I don't argue that it's going to build, but I do argue against the conceit.
You could have hit the ground running.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alec, would you like to see more Cowboys starters, including the starting quarterback, play in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, 2 series would be enough for me, even. I'm not super like firm on that stance where I'm like, I'm extremely upset that I'm not seeing these guys play. I know some people are really adamant that they need to see at least a couple of series. I don't care that much, but it would be nice just to see, like, hey, does he have his rhythm? Does he have his timing? Especially when he's coming off of a major injury that required surgery. I want to see if he just looks like he's ready to go. I know in practice, like Corey said, practice mode, it looks like everything's good. It looks like he's feeling like himself again. I'd like to see the pads on and see, you know, when defenders are actually trying to hit him, you know, what that looks like. That would be cool. But I would say 2 series would be nice.
All right. Next Cowboys question that I think matters for y'all. Ooh. I've started to debate if this is the one I want to ask. All right, let's stick with it. Is slot corner the only starting position still up for grabs on this team? Because, like, assuming you don't go with Bland in that spot, because then that would open up a position on the outside, does it go down to Hall and Childress as your slot corner, assuming all of the injuries that we think will still be in place for week one?
Yeah, that is. I guess I'm trying to think of another position that would be. I think running back's undecided.
You don't think it's Javonte?
Yeah, and I
don't love the room.
It's, you know, you said starting, so I'll leave it at that. Like, he's probably going to get the most carries of the group. I don't know if he's going to have the most effective carries. That's something.
I can concede that.
I can see him having a good yards per carry, being good. But I think the most effective ones.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Might be the big plays and that might be other players. So that's what I'm kind of feeling with the running back. So yes, cornerback is that spot, Kevin.
All right. Alec, do you view slot corner as the only starting spot still truly up for grabs on this team?
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that I feel great about every other position.
Agreed.
You know, because I feel like people will get that confused, like maybe the team is overconfident in one spot or whatever. No, it's like there's somebody who is clearly better than the rest. It doesn't mean that it's the long-term solution. And I think Corey hit the nail on the head that running back is the one where I point at that exact thing. Like, yes, you have a couple veteran guys that will be the guys. I still don't feel great about it. So I do think the corner position is probably because they're still adding to the position. They're signing free agents from the UFL. You know, like they're still actively trying to figure that out. There's no other position that I feel like I think they're still trying to figure that out. They might be trying to figure out what they have, but they know who they have.
All right. Excellent. And I agree with both of y'all's points about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Plus, I got a stars note for you next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, courtesy of your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. It's time for our Dallas Cowboys insider from DallasCowboys.com. It's Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's going well. I hope you are doing well also. Do you prefer the evening practice as opposed to the early morning or afternoon practice?
I think the latter two.
Okay.
Because, you know, if it's your day to write, you almost got to wait till the practice is over. Right.
Right.
And now it's 8 o'clock, and it makes for a long day. But, you know, you adapt, whatever you got to do.
It's been a long time since Kevin was a newspaperman, and so he's forgotten deadlines.
He's forgot about deadlines. Yeah. Not deadlines, just working late into the night, right?
See, I will never forget about deadlines because I still remember, and I think you can probably sympathize with this, Mickey. I was covering a high school playoff game, and at halftime, it was 28-0, and there were no signs that that was going to let up. And so I felt comfortable writing a good chunk of my story, short of going to get some quotes and things like that. And then 2 or so hours later, when the final score was 42-35 in double overtime, I knew that all that part of the story was now completely worthless.
You don't know how many stories in the newspaper days that you ripped up and had to start over, especially if you were covering baseball.
Oh,
right?
Plenty, yeah.
Yes.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
And
back in the day when I had to sub for a week on the Rangers, the Times-Herald not only had all these deadlines at night, but they had an afternoon edition.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the Dallas Times-Herald for sure, but I do not remember that.
There was an afternoon edition. And so after you hit 3 deadlines, you had to start all over with more of a feature story for the afternoon edition. And you were finishing at about, I don't know, 1-2 in the morning.
Yes.
And then.
Now that sounds familiar.
Basically, you had to be back to the ballpark for about 3 o'clock to get ready for batting practice.
And hey.
Like, I told the guy I sub for, I said, don't ever worry about me wanting your job.
Well, the good news is at least the pay is mediocre.
Yeah, right.
So,
along with the hours in baseball,
we're allowed to say that we worked in newspapers
as
well.
We lived that life.
So we've talked about it. You've talked about it. Schottenheimer has talked about it. What's your confidence level that the physicality that we've seen in training camp practices, especially in this new era of training camp, do you believe it will show up in games for the Cowboys?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see because I think for the majority of this training camp, that they were as physical as you're sort of allowed or you want, right? Because the last thing anybody wants in training camp is guys to get hurt. And so that's why the physicality somewhat is subdued with this thumping up idea of tackling instead of all-out tackling like they used to do in
right.
the days. As a matter of fact, I can remember so when Jimmy got there, and it probably started in Austin when they'd have inside run where basically you had the offense and I think the defense didn't have cornerbacks and you had to run between the tackles, right? And it was all out tackling and you had to run the ball. There was none of this going outside. And to put some pressure on the guys, Jimmy used to let us get on the field behind the defense, all right, about 10, 15 yards back to be able to better analyze what was going on.
Ooh, ooh.
And he wanted to make sure those players knew that they were being watched by all these people on every play that close. And he continued it throughout his reign as the head coach. But it was another thing about, okay, every play's got pressure, and boy, if you don't do your job, these guys are going to be able to see it.
Man, we're learning or revisiting for a lot of us what Jimmy Johnson actually was.
Yeah,
this
and there was no,
for sure.
Yeah, and there was no salary cap, right?
Right.
So injuries, it's like, okay, he's hurt, but you know, you didn't. And back then, I mean, IR, they finally put a rule on it that if you put a guy on IR because he used to bring him back, they ended that rule, and now they've reinstated it after four games, right? Well, a lot of teams were basically stashing guys on IR on the final cut just to save them on the roster. And with phony injuries,
right?
By the way, I remember one time they had a quarterback they wanted to keep, and they were in a preseason game, and they called a play, and they wanted him to run towards their sideline. I don't remember who it was. And it's like, and when you get to the sideline, grab your hamstring. And we're going to put you on IR with a torn hamstring, right?
So if
he forgot,
grab
his hamstring
right then,
and I'm thinking, okay, I don't want that guy as my quarterback.
See, but if you were, it feels like if you were like Paul Harvey, this would be the part where you would go, and that quarterback went on to be Roger Staubach, and you're like, wow.
I mean, if you can't forget the fake an injury, how are you going to remember what to do on XYZ 25 or something?
That is a great point. Now, we've talked about this with you a good little bit, but Schottenheimer was asked yesterday, I'm sure he's been asked 80 million times, do you think Micah Parsons will be there for the opener? And we've kind of kicked it around, so I wanted to get your opinion. Do you think Micah Parsons will be there and playing 2 weeks from now against Philly?
I do. I don't know how much he will be playing. Because I think he values the almighty dollar. And I don't know that the NFL, and they may have to think about this now, if you have a hold-in list.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's technically, you know, he's on the roster, right?
Right.
He's not on any list, did not report or anything like that. And they don't have a list for did not participate. And so, you know, otherwise, you know, they could put that on there. So to me, and then he wouldn't get paid. Now, I don't know if there's some list that can come up with, and it's like conduct detrimental to the team. But every game he plays, since he's under contract with $21 million guaranteed, it comes to roughly $1.2 million a game. Ooh. So I don't know if there's somewhere, if he's still holding in and not participating, that they can put him on and cost him that money. But if they could, I guarantee you he's playing. He's not going to forfeit that money for an extension to try to make more money. And the Cowboys can be stubborn and say, no, you know. So I don't know what you do. I don't know if I've ever seen this. Because previously you had lists to put guys on. They had a linebacker, Darren Smith, back in the mid-90s.
Yes.
And he was holding out. And you had to play back then, I think it was a minimum of 7 or 8 games to get a year of service. Right. And he missed the most he could and then got back in to get a year of service and played the rest of the season. He's the only guy I know that, that actually missed a whole lot of money. And I'm guessing, you know, everybody brings up Emmett missing the first 2 games. But I guarantee you, whatever he missed there, it got put into the contract when he finally signed.
When you go back and look at that negotiation, and I realize it was just a truncated version of it in the documentary, it feels a little dumb because Emmett wanted 18. The Cowboys wanted to give him like 9. Right in the middle was 13.5, and they gave him 13.6. And I was like, we did all of that just to essentially get to the middle?
Well, now, and the agent has something to do with that.
I agree.
Right?
I'm not saying just the Cowboys.
Because he kind of conceded some, right?
I agree.
And understand what Emmett, it happened his rookie year, too. He didn't miss a game, but he signed on Tuesday for Sunday.
And that's when it used to be way different with rookie wage scales, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so he missed all of training camp. he and Alexander Wright, their second round pick, and get this. So somebody forfeited a first round pick in 90. So there was only 27 first round picks, right?
Yeah.
Cowboys had the first pick in the second round, and they did it on Alexander Wright. So technically he was the 28th pick, but the first pick in the second. And his agent was arguing for first round money, and the Cowboys were saying, "I'm sorry, it says second round."
I do get the logic. I get the logic behind that,
right?
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It was a protracted holdout back then, too. Both guys, your first two picks in the draft, missed all of training camp.
That is wild.
Well, the good news is now we have all of our players, and there's no concerns about depth or anything like that.
Yeah,
for the
right.
Cowboys.
And you know, and the thing with Micah is, you know, he's still, and I don't know if it's enough and how much it's going to mean. But he is doing some, you know, conditioning work like before practices start, way off on the, you know, not where they're practicing, by himself with the strength and conditioning coaches. So he is at least doing that. He's at least going through walkthroughs from what I can tell. And I don't know about meetings, but at least he's there kind of watching practice. I don't know how much he's absorbing, but at least that part is going on. Now the question is, how soon do you have to sign before you're really ready to play a football game?
Yeah.
1 hour.
Well, and then can you be the designated pass rusher for, what, 10, 15 snaps?
Yeah.
And you got to get a sack on each one of those.
And then do you worry about a soft tissue injury? That's the other thing. You know? Because, you know, winning or losing the first game of the season doesn't mean, you know, what's going to happen the next 16. And you kind of want him there for the entire time. And I remember when he missed four games last year, and I remember asking him at some point, and he said it took him a good two games to get back in the swing of things. So after missing an entire month. So what happens if you miss from January 5th to September 4th? You know, are you going to be, you know, so you got to kind of judge that. And I think that's the thing. But I think what Schottenheimer's saying is, you know, I believe he'll play. He's not. I can't imagine with how proud he is. Is he going to miss the opening game?
That's what I think.
Season?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
That's what I think,
on
too.
On Thursday night football with the whole country, world watching. I just can't imagine that he would forfeit that. See, on a cause. When you know you're making $21 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and I understand the logic of the bigger picture, holding out, getting, you know, 140, 160, whatever the actual amount of money you end up getting turns out to be. But I think I'm with you. I also believe that he's going to be there to play that game.
You know, and everybody concentrates on the total package. Well, how many years are they asking for?
Right.
Maybe they only want three. So he could be a free agent at 29.
Right.
Or maybe they want, you know, 80% guaranteed instead. I don't know what the going rate is.
I would love to know what the numbers
are. So there's more to it
yeah.
than just the package, yeah. right? And so, you know, those are a lot of things that you have to consider when you're talking about negotiations. So
yeah.
we'll see. And I was reminded of this last night. I got through the second episode finally. And there was a shot with, I think it might have been Jimmy, and it was Bob Ackles, who was their former director of personnel, and he was the guy that negotiated contracts. He's passed away since. Bob was a great guy, a Canadian, by the way, and he's probably in some Canadian Football Hall of Fame from coaching or being a GM. But anyway, I saw him, and I remember there was a negotiation that was protracted going on. And one day I asked him, I said, so did you call the agent? And he goes, no, I hadn't called him in a couple of weeks. And I said, well, why wouldn't you call him? And he said, every time I pick up the phone, I'm spending money. Meaning if I'm calling, I'm offering something, right?
Right.
And we're getting closer to what they want. And he said, so I'm done calling until they call me. And maybe they're ready to make a concession. So that was kind of the art of negotiations back in the early 90s.
And that feels like the exact same art that has us still sitting here.
It does.
Today,
exactly
doesn't it?
Right. And it reminded me when I saw him in that shot of the, I think it was the 91 season, I said, oh, my man, Bob Ackles.
Love it. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Remember, tomorrow is game day for the Dallas Cowboys.
Kevin, we will probably talk more about this in just a moment, but it looks like Bruce Bochy is back.
That was faster than anticipated.
According to Kennedy Landry, back and ready to manage the team tonight.
Okay. Well, there you go. We will discuss that with Jared Sandler next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. It's baseball time in Texas, so let's talk with Jared Sandler. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I have to admit, I'm surprised. We just heard the news that Boch is already back and ready to manage the team again tonight. I hope that means whatever the situation was, they were able to figure out quickly. I just thought he was going to be gone for another day or two.
Yeah, I'm not clear at this point what exactly he had to tend to, but
right.
He got back last night, and I don't know what time. I think, you know, well after the game ended, but yeah, he's here, and you know, hopefully everything with the Bochy family is heading in the right direction, and we're happy to have him back.
It looks like Wyatt Langford is hitting leadoff. Are we just still shaking things up, trying to figure something out, or is there an idea of consistency? What are we feeling with him going up at the top spot?
Well, you know, there was some thought that that would be his role when the season started. Now, you know, injuries and performances and, you know, all these things impact the lineup. And, you know, we spend so much time in spring training. Hey, you know, what's the lineup going to be, this and that. But, you know, it's obviously bound to change. And Wyatt, you know, it's not like he's had, you know, a year where it's like, oh, how can you keep him out of that spot?
Right.
But, you know, he got on base five times yesterday. And, you know, I think there's an element of power and speed that a lot of teams, you know, maybe more so these days than, you know, 15, 20 years ago, like to have at the top. And, you know, I'm curious what it might look like with Wyatt, you know, at the top of the order. You know, especially, you know, getting on base for Corey, a guy that can score from first on a double. You know, I love having, you know, that type of a threat. And, you know, the first person, I hate to bring this up, because when he was with the Astros, but the first person that I think about who really presented like a threat in that way was George Springer when the Astros had him lead off. You know, yeah. A guy who could hit 20-plus home runs but also had speed. Now, it's not like George Springer was the first guy with power to lead off, but I just remember when the Rangers and Astros were playing in 15 and 16 and whatnot, you know, that created a little bit of an additional challenge. You know, I love the idea that if Wyatt can, you know, ease in or fit into that leadoff spot, I think he'd be a great option, you know, in that spot.
Yeah, Ricky Henderson had a little bit of pop at some point in his career, I believe.
That is true.
And Marcus Semien during the 23 season was crushing it as well.
For sure.
We were talking about Kyle Higashioka a little bit earlier, and he's not in the lineup today. It's a right-handed pitcher, I do believe, on the mound. So you're kind of swinging things around there. But what kind of impact has Higgy had on this thing, and where does he stand in this clubhouse is he the start? That catching situation has been back and forth all year.
Yeah, you know, when the team went to San Diego on July 4th, Kyle Higashioka was just rejuvenated, and since then he's been one of the best hitters on this team. And, you know, I don't know that there's any significance with going back to San Diego where he played last year. I think, you know, really it's just kind of a health thing. You know, he had a little bit of a side deal and a hamstring deal and the beginning of the year, and then maybe re-aggravated the hamstring thing here recently, but not to the point where he had to go in the IL, thankfully. But, yeah, you know, he's been big, and, you know, he's come up in big spots too. You know, he's hit some big home runs, and then last night had that big double. And, you know, listen, the guy spent, you know, 10 or so years in New York with the Yankees. You know, these moments I don't think are too big for him, because every moment when you're playing for the Yankees is under a microscope, and every moment's a big moment. You know, they could be playing the seventh game of the season, and, you know, if you go for four strikeouts, then you're the worst player in the world, you know, in New York, right? So, you know, I think he's used to, you know, handling moments, and you know, I think the guys love him in the clubhouse. You know, he's going to be around next year. It was a 2-year deal, and I think the Rangers are, you know, certainly happy about that. And you know, he's definitely provided a nice thump in this order. You know, he's probably not going to get to 17 home runs like he had last year, but, you know, I think basically if you extrapolate his production, you know, over the last month and a half, it would probably exceed, you know, a 17 home run pace. So slower start for Higgy offensively this year, but it seems like he's making up for it here of late.
Sticking with the offense, I really want to know your general thoughts about if the Rangers need to reevaluate their usage of Josh Smith in seasons going forward, because this is the second straight August that he has absolutely fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. You know, it's been tough for him here recently. And you're right. You know, last year's second half, you know, he had that tremendous first half. We all felt like he got robbed of, you know, an all-star game.
Sure.
Kind of similarly this year, right? Thought there was a decent chance that, you know, his guys were dropping out. Maybe it made sense that he wasn't on the initial roster this year, but maybe his guys were dropping out that, you know, he'd get some consideration. But, yeah, you know, it has been a bit of a struggle. And, you know, I don't know. You know, one of the things about Josh, and you guys see him, you know, flipping into walls and,
yes,
you know, getting hit by pitches. Like, he's one of these guys who – he's not a catcher, but I feel like he plays beat up like a catcher does. And, you know, I don't know if you know, that's wearing on him or what. But, I think as the Rangers continue to evaluate what they have for 2026, and honestly, you know, as long as they're still in the race here in 2025, considering, you know, what their best options are, you know, to win the game that day, you know, is Josh a guy that you can play every day? Is he a guy that, you know, is only – you know, someone who makes sense to start against righties. You know, would it be better off? I know I've spoken to Josh, and he doesn't think playing multiple positions wears on him at all. But, you know, I wouldn't expect him to say it does, right? Is this a guy that, gosh, you know, he'd be better off just if you give him a position to let the bat play throughout the year? I don't know. You know, what I do know is that this is a guy that you want on your team, but is he – you know, is he a guy that you're going to rely on to play 140 games, or is he a guy that, you know, maybe best fits starting 110 games and coming off the bench for, you know, 30 or 40 games situationally? You know, I don't know, but I do think that's something that they're going to evaluate, and we'll see. You know, if he continues to struggle in September, then maybe, you know, maybe there is something to that. And if he, you know, is able to bounce back and it's just a bad month of August, then, you know, if he finishes strong in September, then maybe, you know, the narrative isn't that, you know, he ran out of steam. Maybe it's just he had a bad month. And, you know, one thing too, guys, I think, you know, an important question to ask is how much the at-bats against lefties impact him against righties? Because he's struggling against lefties. And even though it's different pitcher, different hand, whatnot, is he developing habits trying to, you know, figure things out against lefties that maybe are carrying over to when he faces righties? Or even if it's not habits, maybe it's just the mental side of it. Maybe, hey, gosh, you know, he's had a, you know, a couple bad games and faced lefties. Is that carrying over? I don't know. You know, and I don't know that we'll ever know the answers to questions like this, but, you know, those are some things to think about. And that's one reason why certain managers with certain players don't like even giving them that shot in critical moments against, you know, a platoon disadvantage, because they just want to keep them on the same path that, you know, allowed them to have success.
That is a great point, especially on the physical aspect. I'd not considered that whatsoever. On the pitching front, we know that obviously this pitching staff, both the starters and the relievers, have just done amazing work all year long. But at a time when you've seen some slippage, especially from the bullpen, how frustrating is it to see yet another injury, this time with Cole Winn? It feels like you're going really, really into your depth on pitching once again.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one thing that we talked about with this team through the All-Star break was that as far as the bullpen was concerned, and really, I guess, you know, the starting pitching too, that they had been pretty fortunate when it came to the health of their starters and their relievers. You know, obviously John Gray and Cody Bradford notwithstanding, but at least those injuries took place in spring training, right? Not, you know, not in the middle of the year. The Gray and Bradford injuries allowed you time to, you know, sign Patrick Corbin, and you know, he started today, and I know he struggled a little bit here lately, but had been, you know, really good for the Rangers over the first, you know, two thirds of the season. But yeah, you know, as innings are built up, and you know, maybe gas tanks are approaching empty, starting to see some things, and that's where your depth is important. I would say this, Kevin and Corey, this is not a woe is us situation. This is, you know, organizations need to be equipped, you know, with, all right, you start the season with eight relievers. You probably need to have 16 guys, even if not all 16 are opening day ready. You need to have 16 guys that throughout the season you feel good about contributing and getting outs for you out of your bullpen. Not all 16 need to be guys you rely on in the seventh, eighth, or ninth innings, but guys who, at worst, you feel like, all right, one run game in the sixth, we're losing, I can call on this guy to keep it at a one-run deficit, right? So, you know, that depth's important, and that's why you know, your minor league system is important, not just to develop stars and guys you can build around, build a rotation, a lineup around, but, you know, guys who can, you know, provide depth, even if it's just for that year, right? Where it's like Emiliano Teodo, for instance, is a guy who, you know, we hope, and he hasn't had the year that, you know, anyone would have liked here in AAA, you know, he's a guy that we look at and say, all right, this is a guy that hopefully can be a big part of the Rangers bullpen for years to come. But every year, every good team, it seems like, has a guy that, you know, comes up through their system, and he might just pop for that one year and that one year only, and he might come out of nowhere, but he's able to make a difference. And, you know, those types of guys help. And, you know, Caleb Bosley, for instance, is an example of that. You know, he did a nice job yesterday after giving up the 3-run home run, battling and giving the team 3 innings in a situation where they desperately needed it. So you need guys like that to help make up for situations like this where you start to lose guys due to injury.
Thank you very much for the time, sir, and we always appreciate the information.
You got it, fellas.
There you go. Rangers broadcaster Jared Sandler right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's keep the information rolling. We will talk with Dallas Cowboys color broadcaster Babe Laufenberg right here on your home of the Cowboys and the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.